On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Oh my God, Tori's here.
Oh my God,
the Tori Show. Tori with an exclamation point. She's now here, joining on Fridays. On we're talking about
only
stuff.
3 years now.
She's only 3 years old now, yeah, but she looks a little older, to be honest with you. She can walk. That's amazing.
I hope so.
Yeah,
we're not that well anymore.
Well, you know,
I'm
it's
hobbling.
Funny. We are infants, and we go through life, and then we...
We return back.
We act like
Benjamin
infants
Button.
Again, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we wet our pants, have trouble walking,
right, diapers.
Bent over and can't stand up straight, have all kinds of little fallopian tubes. I don't even know what I'm talking
Unless
about
Unless you
now.
Die young, like Marilyn Monroe or James Dean or, you know.
Yeah, good for them. I mean, what are you talking about?
Then they don't get to go to that awful old age thing.
It doesn't have
They're
to be
forever
so
beautiful.
Awful. I know. No, they're not. They're forever not there anymore. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I didn't look at it that way. No. I just think, you know, they're immortal in a way. They have songs written about them, and they're young.
Well, isn't that great for them that they can't experience their popularity after they're gone? No, I want to go as long as I can, as long as I can.
That's why you cleanse.
That is why I cleanse.
That must be the reason, because I can't think of another
one. I haven't
cleansed
in a long time. I have not cleansed.
Because you look great.
Time.
You don't even look overweight. You used to be
Tori.
More... What? You must have fixed that situation.
What, do you owe me money? I mean, why are you saying that to me? What is your...
I don't owe anyone
what
money.
What are your motives? What are your motives for saying something like that?
I don't know.
No, I put on a little weight, actually.
I don't see it.
All right.
You're carrying it well. Yeah. Maybe you're growing.
You can come over anytime you want.
And don't I?
All right, that works out. Anyway, Tori Lagarde is here. She does a show. You can pick it up on... Tuesdays or Wednesdays in the middle of the week. She's the hump of your week. And
not anymore.
Well.
I'm very celibate, and I don't mind.
Another thing that happens later in life, I suppose.
Yeah,
I don't
whatever.
Know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even care. I've had so much sex in my life, I don't care if I ever have any more.
Okay.
I used to say that like years ago,
really?
And I was serious, and then I'd still have it.
That's nice.
Now I don't even care.
So you just power-packed it into one particular time frame is what you did.
Well,
rather than spread it out.
30-something
so
years.
To speak. I mean, that's what she said.
Yeah. I mean, it's overrated, really.
Okay. All right. Speaking of overrated.
Sleeping is much more fun.
Isn't it wonderful? Sleeping was more fun when I was a child, though.
Really? I didn't want to take naps and go to sleep. And
really?
Yeah.
No, when I was a child, I didn't want to get out of bed at all. It would be school time.
Well,
and my mother would
school.
Yeah. I didn't know. I never wanted to get up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, yeah.
Now, I can't wait to get up to do nothing. Pretty
that's
much.
It.
Actually, I work in the morning, but it's just, I can't wait to get up and start my day. And that's crazy.
Did you watch Saturday morning cartoons as a kid?
No.
What?
Oh, no, no, no,
get
no.
Out.
Never liked cartoons, Tori. Never
I,
liked
listen,
them.
Listen, I
to
get
this
up
day,
every Saturday morning. I got up at like 7 o'clock and watched them. You know what I said to myself?
What?
I'm going to do this even as I get to be an adult. I said, I'm going to do it. And I never did. But I thought, I loved it so much, I'm never going to stop.
Really? I never enjoyed cartoons because they were... Not real.
Oh.
I mean, not
but you
the,
like not real, don't you? You said you live in a fantasy world that way. But they're too fantasy. They're not.
It's too fantasy. They're not. I, there's no.
Nothing relatable.
There's no people involved. In
you
there's
don't like
no
Bugs
acting.
Bunny?
There's no acting. It's a drawing.
Oh.
There's no acting involved. There's no craft. And then when these celebrities do the voices of cartoon characters and then they're starring in it because they did a voice, are you serious? I mean, I do voice here. I'm talking. I'm not getting paid like that.
That's my dream to do animation.
I know, but what is the talent involved in sitting behind a microphone and doing a funny voice? The real talent are those people that made those zillions of slides that moved and were so lifelike, and that's...
Well, that's not where their talents
lie. They get no credit, and yet this, you know...
Yeah, the big deal is the person doing the voice.
Yes, and all they did was sit in front of a microphone. They didn't even have to put a makeup on. They didn't even have to stand up. They could have a cup of coffee or a drink or something, and they read from a script. I mean, how simple can that be?
Okay, speaking of that, you know what I just found out? Sesame Street,
yes.
You said they don't do anything, but they're the characters
yes.
in the costumes.
Yes.
Carol Spinney has been Big Bird since day one, and they're still
different.
There.
That's different.
But isn't that crazy how he
is
still
crazy.
There?
How
can he do that forever?
He is physically acting, and even the puppet people, you're going to get the puppet people from outer space, they're going to get carpal tunnel syndrome there. No, they don't go through the tunnel because they're moving, they're working it, man. They're working their whole bodies.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
That's a lot. But a celebrity sitting on a stool with a drink, from a script.
Oh, my God.
It's everybody's dream job because it's kind of simple.
Well, The Simpsons, you get that gig, you're doing it for 30 years. It's perfect. They can't replace your voice.
I know that.
I love it. I would love to be in The Simpsons.
Yeah,
one
you know,
of those
they
people.
Can replace your voice, actually, because there are plenty of people
that
can mimic those
voices. Oh, and they can always tweak it, too. They can do these
sure,
machines now. I'm sure they could copy
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. What we're doing now is far more talented because we don't have a script.
Oh,
I could sit here and read the script. I could do that.
I know.
But we have to use our brains, and that's a very exhausting. People don't understand. When you do a show for any length of time, when you're finished, it can be exhausting.
Right.
It can be exhausting.
I'm too exhausted to even do them sometimes.
I don't even think about it.
I can't even bring myself to do one because I know I'll be exhausted.
I'm exhausted
already
hearing you talk about
that's
that. It's terrible.
It is. It's awful.
So what a horrible week this was. Well, that's like the bottom line on everything. It's just always a horrible week.
I know.
I just never know what's going to happen.
It'd be fun to have a good week. I can't wait for that.
I don't think that will happen anymore.
I haven't had one yet, but I'm waiting.
I'm not sure.
You got to have hope.
I feel like calling up this Mueller guy who's doing the investigation and saying, come on, man, don't you have anything that you can do?
Speaking of that.
Go with it.
You know what happened yesterday morning live?
What?
They had Facebook COO, Sandberg woman.
Right.
And they did a live thing,
mm-hmm.
and
I
watched some of it.
Yep.
And you know what? They're trying to talk about how they got fake ads on there, and it, you know, what's that? What are they doing about these situations? All right. So I started thinking, if Facebook is being investigated by the FBI and all these people because of these ads,
yes.
you can't brush off Facebook anymore. Like, oh, it's just Facebook. Oh, so what about your Facebook? You're on Facebook. You're making it unimportant. But guess what? It's very important.
Very
it just
important.
Became very important. So if I spend time on Facebook, I don't want to hear about it. Because you know what? It is a platform. It's, you know, she explained how you have your strong contacts,
mm-hmm. and
which are like you, I see you in
mm-hmm.
person. But then there's the weak links, weak contacts, or people
mm-hmm.
I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep in contact with them. What's wrong with this? I'm tired of being the heavy for people that use social media. It's important now enough that the government got involved because it influences people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook can do that, then hey, Facebook's the place to be.
And it does, and it did.
Yes.
There weren't that many people that were stupid enough to vote for Trump. It was the Clinton emails that they systematically released through WikiLeaks. They had a deal with them. They leaked them directly to them as an anonymous source. And then WikiLeaks takes off. I don't know if they were getting any kind of kickback from the
right.
Russians
and
or
the
what.
Fake news about Hillary Clinton in some pizza parlor.
Yeah.
These are fake stories that people believed enough that a man went down there with a gun.
Correct.
So if you see fake news, you don't know what's fake.
Yeah.
You just read it and you believe it.
No question about it. Again, we've talked about this. I think there should be a do-over. But the problem is, the Clinton still would be in it, and that wouldn't be good.
Well,
that was just a bad deal. That was just a bad choice. Bad choice.
Well,
didn't seem like it. I know. She would have won, but it wouldn't have been a smooth ride.
Well, yeah. Now, if you put Hillary in the position of president right now, what's going to happen? The right would be all over her the way the left are
Correct.
All over
Absolutely.
Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
So this way, I feel almost vindicated because I'm like, see what a jerk you voted in? I didn't do it.
Well, here's the difference is one of them, things would have been pretty much
business
the same
as usual.
And a little bit
And people
better.
Get tired of that. They wanted the swamp drained.
Yeah, well, you got your swamp drained and now there's nothing in the swamp at all. And now the water is completely contaminated. So you
got a bunch of buddies in there that don't
man.
Know what they're doing. And that's, is that better?
I don't mind if there's no ramifications to not knowing what you're doing, but when you destroy the floor,
the air, the water, our security,
everything
with other countries,
everything.
Mm.
Yeah, yesterday he said Puerto Rico was a disaster before the hurricane even hit, quote unquote, as people continue to die. with no water and disease and no electricity, to make a statement like that, you know, like they're a problem that were there before. It was a disaster before this disaster happened.
He just says whatever's on his mind. God. And I do that, but I'm here. It's
You're
silliness.
Not the president,
I'm not the
Tori.
President.
You're not
There's
the president.
There's a big difference.
There's a certain job requirement there, and that's to be somewhat respectful and leader type.
Did you see his press conference yesterday or the
yes,
day before?
Yes.
With a bunch of trucks behind him?
Yeah.
You know what? I was on that live feed as they were broadcasting it, and there were a lot of comments saying, is that a real audience or is it a laugh track, a clap track?
Yeah,
because they never showed the audience. They kept showing him. I said, I'm waiting for Rowan and Martin to walk out.
Been.
It was really amusing.
Look, it's still a third of the, it's still 30% easy.
30 something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a lot.
No, it's not. But it's enough. It's a
snot,
third,
right?
Man.
It's
snot.
It's
all
snot.
All over the place. If you have three people in a room and they totally don't know each other, like Facebook, two of them are okay. One of them out of three. That's a lot. In my mind, that's a lot because I live amongst them. And this is like the zombie apocalypse, and they are the zombies. And it's amazing that there are so many of them.
The Facebook COO woman said that on Facebook, 20% of your friends hold the opposite political view than you.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's too many. 20%?
Yeah.
I got to get rid of those people. Well, I mean, I can't get rid of them because they are friends, but sometimes they have something interesting to say before I beat them into the ground.
But it wasn't me that came up with this. It was that orange-faced crazy man who said... you know, those people that are yelling in the back, get rid of them. Beat them up.
Beat them up.
I mean...
He's a bully. But you know what? These Trump people, I've talked to them. They excuse everything he does.
Yeah.
They see nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get that. If they're embarrassment to the real GOP people. People.
You know what it is?
Pence. They should want Pence.
Hillary actually said it properly with the basket of deplorables. I mean, I'm afraid to say it, but not the whole basket, but a good portion of that basket is delusional.
Yeah, because he's not GOP. He's not Democrat. He's not Democrat. He's not Republican.
No.
He's just for Donald Trump. And that's what people are missing. Yeah. Some people.
Anyway, well, we can't talk about this forever because this is
what
happens.
Something next week.
This is what happens.
What'll happen next week? Those fires, though. Oh, my God. Did you talk about the Northern California?
No. Well, it's all the way to North Carolina now. That's
Sorry.
Spreading big time.
I can't talk.
That is spreading big time.
Northern California.
That's amazing. When you see that, the images of that, that's
And they only
scary.
Have like 5% contained. And it's been going on for days.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I wonder if Trump will care because they are not his base.
If it get to New York City near his hotel, he'd care, probably.
Yeah, or any of the
golf
courses.
Yeah, sure.
That would be interesting.
His Scottish golf course is like really in debt. I was reading again, the Scotland over there. It's really gone belly up with all his promises. Oh.
Robert Mueller, a special investigator, if you're listening, call me. We'll do lunch. We can talk. I know you got stuff, and I know you're just waiting.
I hope he's too busy working on it to have lunch. You don't even eat.
He's waiting to have the definitive case where there's no argument.
Right.
And he shall have it because he's got so much. The White House is leaking. His own administration is leaking the information.
Yes.
So,
Donald Trump wants
Trump himself just...
He wants to bring up football and Puerto Rico and everything else.
Yeah.
He just wants to get away from it because he knows it's going to be his undoing.
Well, I think people know the game right now, except for that 30%. But otherwise, all the rest of them know the game, know the playbook. His plays are not fooling anybody anymore. Anyway... So, good.
So, did you get a flu shot?
Not yet.
Are you going to?
Yes, I am, Tori.
Okay. I did not get one last year. I am on the fence this year because I never get the flu, whether I get the shot or not, so I'm not convinced that's doing it. But I don't like how CVS, every time I walk in there, they're pushing it.
Sure.
Pushing it. What's their agenda? Why are they pushing this flu shot so badly, huh?
Because to get you into the pharmacy, it's not that they really want you to have the flu shot.
I'm already in the pharmacy. I'm picking up pills. They say, so you got your flu shot? I say, I get it from my doctor because, you know what? I don't need some weirdo sticking a needle in me.
Well, I mean, they're reimbursed from the insurance company.
Sure. Is that the
CVS
motivation?
CVS does. Yeah, they get paid for it.
Do they get commission each person that signs up somebody? Oh, who got this one for flu shot?
No, Mary, that was you? No. You get the flu shot. They submit the bill to your insurance company.
Okay.
And insurance company pays CVS.
All right.
So I don't know how much the flu shot is. I think it's like $40-$50.
Jesus.
I really don't know.
Once
but
I got one at a supermarket
add that up.
Years ago.
I did too. I loved it. It was in the checkout lane.
I know.
Yeah.
I just sat there in the middle of the supermarket and people could watch me.
I
it
know.
Was a little embarrassing. It's why, personal.
You I like to take your sleeve off.
Yes, and you know what?
I want to be.
I'm a spectacle.
Look. Oh, look.
Anyone getting an injection or shooting drugs in the middle of a supermarket is going to get looked drugs. At. It's a needle shooting in my arm.
Cocaine
What's
aisle
the difference?
Three.
You know,
shooting up.
Go to your doctors. Have some privacy.
No,
have
no,
some class,
no, no,
decorum.
No, then you have to make an appointment and sit in the waiting room for an
Around
hour.
Around sick people?
Yeah. And it's probably even more expensive because it's a doctor visit. I don't know. No, I don't. I don't like going to the doctor for any reason.
I got a nurse do it, and my arm hurt for 2 days. She did it wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if I need this. Maybe when I'm older, it'll be more important. You know, like old people get flu shots.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, because then I'm decrepit, and then I need to get the shot to not die, right? But now,
no.
I mean, I'll fight it off. I'll fight you off.
Yeah, I know. You'll be fine, but I'm just saying that why would you not? Every year around this time, I do 4 or 5 flu shot interviews with doctors, and they all say, why wouldn't you? And every time someone negates it by saying, oh, they're introducing a little bit of the flu in you. So
yeah,
you'll
get the
flu.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. Says, no, that's not true. It's not true. And I said, what about the egg allergy? Somebody there are make sense? No, we have.
They have different vaccines for that? Because my grandson's allergic to eggs and dairy.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
He can't, even if you touch him with milk on your hands, he'll break out.
Yeah.
Isn't
so,
that
I mean,
scary?
But he said there's absolutely no reason why someone would not get a flu shot. And he said, on top of that, and I said this, they didn't say it. If you're a parent.
Fake news.
If you're a parent and you have a child that's like 2, 3, 4 years old, and because infants are more susceptible, seniors are more susceptible. If you don't get your child a flu shot because of some organic world that you're in.
Because you're a weirdo.
Then you're actually, I think that's abuse to some extent because that child can't go out and get their own flu shot. So that's very questionable to me, and
probably.
I believe that they probably do need that.
But when there's certain vaccines you must get, that by law, they just put a woman in jail, I think in Detroit or somewhere, Michigan, I forget where, because she didn't vaccinate her child.
I agree.
You can't not vaccinate children because these diseases, we're trying to keep them under control.
Well, they are not not able to make their own decisions, so you must.
Well, that's a law because they show paperwork to get into schools because they don't want to contaminate the kids.
And I'm glad that's the case.
Right.
So there's really no reason not to get a flu shot. There really isn't. I get one every single year.
As soon as I forget, by the time I want to get one, it's February. I'm like, well, why do it now? Because I want to do it 1 year apart. Every November 1st is when I used to get it.
You know, sometimes the flu shots are the wrong strain.
Well, they use like last year's strain, I think, just because they don't have enough of any new strains. I was told.
Well, they
maybe
they,
the president gets it, but not us.
Don't make me say it.
A president, whoever is in the big chair.
Yeah, why should that person get it?
His chair should be plugged in.
God. Anyway, yeah, he can afford health insurance, I assume.
Mm.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I get it. I get it every year. I haven't had the flu in 20 years.
Jesus.
Something like that. Yeah. I get a cold, but
so
I don't
you're
get
the perfectly
flu.
Fine.
Yeah, I think it's because I get the flu shot. I mean, sometimes, again, the strain is, sometimes the flu shot is totally ineffective because the strain is wrong.
But you wouldn't know because you're not getting the flu, just like me.
I wouldn't know. And you don't get the flu at all.
Mm-mm.
Well, good.
I get like stomach bugs. I think that's different, though.
I don't touch people, so I guess I wouldn't get it anyway, probably.
Yeah.
Although if you're in the same room with people.
Yeah, you're breathing it.
The only time I'm in the same room with people is if I'm going to a movie.
Oh,
or I'm sitting in a doctor's office pretty much.
What about a restaurant?
Did I tell you my restaurant story ever?
You've had several restaurant stories. Listen to you.
Stop me when it sounds familiar. I'll be very quick about this.
Okay.
I was having dinner at the Stoneforge restaurant in Easton, Massachusetts with attorney David Cassell.
That's a loud place,
mine.
Man.
Yeah. It is. Well, there's no carpeting.
It's clangy.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm sitting there and there's
when
an aisle.
When was this, recently?
No, this is like 4 years
ago. I was
going
to say, you still hang out with this guy?
No, 4 years ago.
All right,
ago.
That's
I don't hang
fine.
Out with anybody
Thank
anymore.
Thank you. Okay, redeemed.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I thought you knew that. So I'm sitting there and there's a table and then there's an aisle and then there's another table. And the lady on the other side of the aisle apparently had some type of a cold or something. She would sneeze every once in a while. And when she did, she would cover her mouth and sneeze because she was at the table with other people. She didn't want to sneeze on them.
Sure.
So the server comes over with the food, puts the food down in front of them, and then takes my dish, takes it off of the tray, standing in the aisle. The lady at the other table, she's having an urge to sneeze. She turns toward the aisle. and sneezes almost directly on the dish.
I think you told me this, but please tell me again. Yeah. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
It was.
Oh, my God.
There was a pause, like, okay, am I going
Did she serve you that?
She looked at it. I looked at it. She started to take the plate and take it off. And you dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's my ringtone. It's a very funky song.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
So, I said to the server, I said, I can't eat this. She just sneezed on it. And she said, yeah, I understand.
But they might have given you the same thing and just tricked you.
That's what I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't trust people. Know. You got to stay home. Just eat at home.
This is why I don't go out amongst them.
Yeah, you really can't. No. You can't trust people.
Do you know, I had learned that the government actually has contingency plans in case of a zombie apocalypse.
No.
I thought that was a joke or something.
Are you serious right now?
I don't think it was fake news. The government actually has a written plan for a zombie apocalypse.
That's impossible, though. It can't happen. There's no such thing.
I know. But that's... I'll double check it.
That's Russian fake news.
It could be. Well, see, now we don't know anything anymore.
We never did.
Unless I see it in writing in the Bible. is that in the Bible at all, by the way, the zombie apocalypse? Is it referred
Jesus
to in any way?
Well, Jesus kind of was a zombie a little bit, wasn't he? Because he came back to life.
He was just tired a lot. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't come back to life like he came out of the ground and started walking the earth
again. I think he did.
Again.
He came out of that cave. But he didn't. He looked okay. He didn't look like he was all bloody, like he'd been beaten. He looked like he was perfect.
Which Bible was this?
That's the Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
Chapters.
He came back. He rose again after 3 days.
I thought he went like right up to heaven or something.
Yeah, but he came back, dude.
What do you mean he came back?
What they did.
Wait a minute.
He rose. He came. He died 3 days later. He came back.
Did they bury him? Did they bury him?
They put him in a tomb, in a little thing with a big rock behind it, like a cave tomb.
Okay. And then
he got out of there.
He walked. He came out of the cave and started walking away.
Well, I don't know if he came out of the cave, but he went. He came out of somewhere.
Yeah, but where did he go? Did he actually start walking down the street?
They said, well, I guess, because he was back. He was back all angelic looking without any holes or any blood or anything.
I thought they saw him rising like bread to heaven. I thought that was Easter. I'm all confused.
No, Easter is, Good Friday. You're right. Good Friday
I'm thinking of A Tale of Two Cities.
is that Charles Dickens? who wrote that? I wish I knew. I can't remember.
Stephen King, probably.
Stephen King.
He wrote it.
Yeah.
He wrote it. So I'm not up on my Bible, and I didn't know that he was actually a zombie in that case. I guess he would be.
Well, they joke about that.
There should be a contingency
on the internet. The internet has made that a meme for a long time now. Zombie Jesus, Easter.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, I know there was the rising, but I thought it was a rising.
If you're dead and you come back to life, isn't that the same thing?
That's not to life. That's rising.
You know, Jesus only put one person apparently back to life that was dead, and that was poor man Lazarus, sick and disabled. Stick your finger in the water, come on, cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I learned that song. When
Did
I was
they write
a,
those songs back then, way back then, or was that after?
That was after.
That was the Broadway version.
So so that was Lazarus. So he's the only person technically that was raised from the dead.
Yeah.
He had to eat crumbs from the rich man's table. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why do I still know that? Stop it, Victoria. Stop it.
It's just amazing to me that... So there were people walking down the street. They turned around and said, Lazarus? Is that what happened?
I guess.
I don't know. I can't imagine this.
But why did he only raise one person? There's so many more people that might have been worth raising.
Do they actually think that way back in the days of Jesus, and I don't want to offend anybody, do they actually think that nobody took drugs or drank alcohol? Do they actually think
there were no drugs. Well, there's probably tree bark. Maybe they could get some weird plants.
There's a lot of stuff
mushrooms?
You can sniff it. Yes, you could do a little. Oh. I think they've been around forever.
I mean, obviously wine.
There's been hallucinatory...
Ooh, elements?
Hallucinatory. Hallucinatory elements all over the planet always.
Okay. Well, and like the peyote from the Indians.
Yeah, they had fire. They had fire. They could have smoked stuff.
Sure.
And no, I'm sure they hallucinated a lot of things.
Oh, so they probably hallucinated and then wrote it down and it became the Bible?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's a good theory.
That's what I'm thinking. How could there not be?
Well, yeah, because they have like four books, like John, Matthew, Mark, Jeffrey? I don't know, one of them.
Right.
But anyway, they were all kind of similar. No, Luke.
Luke had the drugs. And
they all kind of branched off for the same basic story.
Yes.
So they all had to be taking those drugs.
No, one of them wrote the story, and then the other one said, yeah, I can top that more. How really? About, not only did I see Jesus walking down the street, he was wearing a scarf. Oh, yeah? Well, I saw Jesus wearing a scarf walking down the street playing the violin. I think that's all that was, like playing telephone.
Okay.
Did you ever play that game when you were a kid?
Yeah.
By the time the story gets to the end, it's like a whole different scenario.
I think it's happening today with regular news.
Yes.
I think we hear things.
But can you imagine? They didn't even have news. The only the only way they had of communicating was Bob telling Peter. And Peter told John. I mean, that was their form of communication.
What's wrong with that?
There were no telephones. Because the story is going to get really changed.
What other choice did they have, though? They didn't have cell phones and internet.
No, they had no other choice. So, obviously...
Right, and now we have choices, and it's still getting screwed up.
Yeah. I mean, it just took one guy to see Jesus walking down the street after he was dead, and then he tells another guy, tells Paul, and then he robs some Peter and
maybe
tells
it only
him,
looked like Jesus. How many guys back then looked the same?
Probably a lot of them.
They all wore
them.
The same clothes.
They probably did. I don't doubt that people walked up to some people and said, my God, you look exactly like Jesus. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should write a book on that. It's probably been done. It's probably been
probably,
books on
and
that.
I would offend people because that's, you know, people are, that's not funny to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even do comedy bits about it. And I want everyone to love
me. Well, Sam Kinison used to do that a lot, as
sure.
I recall.
Well, he didn't care. He was on drugs himself. Big time. Big time.
He was killed in a car accident. He probably drove like a maniac.
He acted
like one, so.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Whatever. Yeah, he was a crazy man.
He screamed a lot.
That was his bit.
Yeah, it was too much.
That was his deal.
It was too loud.
It was his thing. It was his thing. He and Dangerfield, you know, there's a little group. It was like the Rat Pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what's new with you?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm going to go see Living Color.
That's a TV show.
I did too. But apparently it's a band, and I'd forgotten that they were a band until I heard that song, Cult of Personality. Cult of Personality. That's that big hit they had in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Or late 80s, early
90s. I don't know if I was alive then, to be honest. I don't remember much of it. I don't.
So they're coming around to Massachusetts.
Really?
So I thought I'd check it out.
That's great.
Well, someone's taking me. I can't afford to do anything. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no car.
Mm-hmm.
I have no money.
Mm-hmm.
I just exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one good friend
mm-hmm.
that will take me out.
That's nice.
And he has to stay my friend. You know Peter, because...
Well, yes, he has no choice.
Well, he's funny because he goes, don't unfriend me before the concert, because I've unfriended him. I unfriend people in a fit. But he's funny. But you know what? I told you before, we can't have a relationship, because if we did, it would run its course and I would never talk to him again.
Absolutely not.
So this way, we're friends for years and we just keep it platonic and we stay friends.
That's,
and it's perfect.
That's the deal.
But as soon as either one of us get a boyfriend or girlfriend... You know we're never going to talk again for a while. We're all wrapped up in that person. Isn't that awful? You just kind of neglect your friends when you're wrapped up?
It's not awful if the friends know that that's the reciprocal situation.
I want them to be happy.
That's a mature relationship.
Right.
When the two people know, we're going to be friends forever and we'll be hooking up. I'm not worried about that. But they give the other person enough rope to have a different kind of relationship. I think it's wonderful. That's very mature.
It's just that I really get cut off. I get cut off from my friends when I'm in a relationship, and it's not good.
Everybody does that.
Really?
I think so. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you have to. If you're in a relationship, you have to
I'm
pay attention.
I'm happy for that person, though. I'm not like, I wish they'd hang out with me. I'm like, good, you go be happy.
Because you're mature about
that. I am mature about that.
Yes.
When I'm in my own relationship, things are different with that person. So that's why I don't get in any more relationships.
Because
my demands are too high.
They're overrated.
Yeah.
They're very, very overrated.
I'm a very demanding person, and I want things a certain way. I know. You're even worse, so. It's a sinister laugh. It's a good time of year for that.
I've said so many times on this show, and I think we've talked about it, the only trick to life to me is just to know who you are. And you don't really get that until you're like in your 30s or 40s at least.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you still don't really know. Things can change. Different situations can change you. But there's a part of life, there's a point in life where I know exactly who I am. I know how I react to everything. I know what I like. I know what I don't like.
Right.
I know what I've tried a number of times.
Don't change
and it
for someone
work.
Else, so you can't.
Yes, you can't. But there is that revelation that I have gone through that I'm so comfortable with that I know exactly who I am. I know exactly. I know myself better than anybody else.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know myself.
Yeah.
Better than anybody.
That's what it's about. And once you do that, then you're good. Then you're comfortable.
But you know what the secret of a happy life is? My father told me this.
Okay.
And he's still alive and he's all a right. very smart man.
Okay.
Two things. The yes. secret to a happy life.
Yes.
You want to know?
I'm guessing I know what it is, but go on.
There's no way you know this.
Okay.
Because this is his own theory.
All right.
Number one.
Yes.
Choose your parents very carefully. And number two, never be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Your father's very wise.
Isn't that kind of ironic and funny?
It's kind of ridiculous, Tori.
That's why, that's his point.
Yeah.
Choose your parents very carefully. You can't.
Of course not.
And then never be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You can't know.
Well, hello, Las Vegas.
Wow.
Could have solved that problem, that but
almost,
we're never going to.
It was almost worth saying.
I think it's funny. And I said, my dad it wants credit funny. For that. I said, okay, Dad, there you go.
Yeah.
It's his thing. He lays so proud of that.
It's clever.
Been saying it for years.
It's
yeah.
clever.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when you probably say that to people, their ears perk up like, okay, here comes the magic potion.
Yeah, and it's impossible.
Yeah. And everybody, it's like when you hear an interview with a 99-year-old person, the interviewer always says, what is your secret to longevity?
Yeah.
And everybody goes, oh, I got to hear the shh. They're going to tell us the secret to a long life, long, healthy life. Listen, they're going to. And the response is always something that is like...
It's like yogurt and living in the Swiss Alps.
Yeah.
I can't do either one.
Yeah, or I get up in the morning, I love my cigarettes. I mean, it's like, wait, whoa, you can't be saying that. There's always something that it's like, oh, that's not me. I don't even understand how that's possible. Because you have to just understand that longevity is just it's a spin of the roulette wheel, kind of, in a way.
Yeah, my dad believes in randomness.
I think it's true. That's true. You just don't know.
But she said. It's a good movie. Yeah. Kevin Bacon.
I remember that.
Elizabeth McGovern.
That was direct. You didn't even have to do the seven things of Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of separation.
So, okay, I went
don't
for seven.
Push it.
I wanted to make it a little more
too many.
Difficult. But you just like baconed right into that. That's
I have
pretty
to.
Cool. Wow.
I love bacon.
I love bacon too.
Who don't? I know who don't. The Muslims don't.
Yes, he said, she said.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say, though.
I too. Yeah. Wasn't important, probably.
You know what? And I will probably have to listen to this stupid podcast now, just to go back to this point that I forgot, because we did this before. And I said, I will have to rewind.
Well, next week will be part two, and we'll answer whatever question it was, because I didn't know what it was asking. I have no idea.
We've done that before. The two of us will sit here like...
I have no idea.
Like we're
None.
Mentally challenged
no
because
idea.
Something happened.
Right.
Something shiny.
Right.
And we got all like...
We're talking about 90 seconds ago.
Just like right. Totally. We do this all the time.
Yeah.
We can't recapture the last minute.
I'm wondering if I always did that or whether this is new.
Right.
I can't remember.
I see what you did there.
That's the problem.
I've done it for at least 20 years, I want to say.
Oh, so that's a long time.
It's happened in my 30s.
With it. Yeah.
I think it started, and then I was like, this is way too young for this to be happening.
Yeah.
I'm way too young. But what were we talking about?
I have no idea. Don't even try. I'm going to spend the rest of the time just trying to think of something. There's no way of knowing, so why even bother?
I have such a smoker's laugh, and I don't smoke.
Well, maybe. Oh, you do? Here? Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Do you have allergies or something? What's going on there?
I'm just ready to go. Jesus, can you take me now, please?
Let me see her walk after she's dead. Come on, zombie her.
Oh, I will haunt some people. Just let you, just so you know, I'm going to be haunting you people. You know who you are listening.
You know who you are. Good. Well, we want to keep you alive as long as possible
I'm
under
sure
the circumstances.
It's very important. Now I've got to listen to this. Damn it.
Yeah. Well... You let me know because I don't want to hear it.
You never listen to any show. That's you.
I really
me up.
Don't. It's
you
not
got over
right.
it. You probably did it first, but now you've been over that
you
for
see,
a while.
We do a television show after we do this on Fridays here, and I never watch it.
I do. That's what I do watch.
Yeah. But then when I do, it's like, wow.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, it's like, wow, well, I'm in that. I just didn't
Phil Donahue's in that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's in it again.
There's a lot of people in it. All right, we're just, we're out of time. But this has been, I don't even know.
I'll bring up next week whatever I forgot 5 seconds ago next week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Ladies and gentlemen, she's Tori Lagarde, and I'm Ron Van Dam, and that's pretty much your cast of characters right there.